This is Dr. Indigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Ailey Ruby Gonzalez, date of birth August the 25th, 2014. Case ID number is 7211083. Date of exam, September the 26th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Elisa G. Sanchez, dated 4/17/2023 and January/17/2023. Identifying information. This is a 9-year-old female who presented with her mother, who is the informant, by the name of Maria Quintanilla, for a pediatric consultative examination to evaluate allegations of hyperactive attention deficit disorder with anxiety and depression. The mother is presently married to her husband, who is a remodeler and has a full-time job at this time. The family lives in a house, and she has other siblings that are not from the same father. She has a total of 5 children at this time who she is caring for. And Ailey Ruby Gonzalez is the youngest of all the siblings. The claimant is presently not receiving disability benefits. And appears to be doing fairly well in school. Allegations number 1, hyperactive attention deficit disorder with anxiety and depression. History of present allegation. The mother states that since 2016, the claimant has had problems with hyperactive attention deficit disorder, anxiety, panic disorder, occasional crying spells, dizziness, headaches, aggressive behavior, and abnormal behavior. The child has been noted to bite people when she's angry, and she also bites her fingernails until sometimes she bleeds. She has difficulty retaining information and occasionally refuses to attend school. The claimant has run away from the school and has sometimes left home in the middle of the night. She is being closely observed and guarded by her parents at this time, secondary to her abnormal behavior. She is in the 4th grade and makes average grades, and she is in a normal class setting. The claimant is a very quiet girl and does speak, but is very soft tone and speaks very softly at this time. She is presently on methylphenidate 10 milligrams QAM and 1/2 tab 5 milligrams at noontime. She is seeing Dr. Elisa Sanchez for her condition, and the mother has been somewhat unhappy with the results of her daughter's condition. Review of systems. The claimant frequently has headaches, dizziness, visual problems, clumsiness, soil accidents, the soil bowel movement accidents, comma, bedwetting accidents, comma, and occasionally poor appetite. The claimant has no problems with hearing, comma, shakiness, comma, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, muscle weakness, comma, abnormal posture, comma, or rashes. Activities of daily living. The claimant is in a normal fourth grade class and makes average grades and does have very few friends. She likes to watch TV, play with blocks. She likes to play with objects and doesn't necessarily like to play with dolls, but can pick up any object and start playing with it. She's also very caring to a cat that she has, and she cares for her cat. She does occasionally play with the siblings, but she also fights with them as well. She lives in a home with her mother and four other siblings and a stepfather. The father is working. The natural father of the child is not part of the family scene and does not communicate or come to visit his daughter. She does appear to live in a stable environment and is in a supportive care family at this time. Developmental milestones. The claimant was not an easy to care for infant from 0 to 18 months of age, secondary to needing oxygen for the 3 months after she was dismissed from NICU and because of esophageal reflux and decreased weight. She was also a not easy to care for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age, secondary to falling frequently, being fearful, and had to wear diapers up to the age of 6 years. She also had difficulty in dressing herself. The claimant sat alone without support at 1 year, crawled at 1 year, walked without support at 2 years, said her first words at 1.5 years, said the first sentence at 4 years, and still has difficulty dressing without help at this time. Was bladder trained during the day at 5 years, was bladder trained during the night at 1 year, and was bowel trained by 7 years of age. During the first 3 years of life, the claimant frequently cried, comma, had temper tantrums, comma, had extreme mood changes, comma, was distractible, comma, was occasionally destructive, comma, enjoyed being held, comma, explored the surrounding area, comma, and was active. However, during the first 3 years of life, she sometimes was afraid of new faces and places, was unresponsive to discipline, engaged in self-hurting and injuring behavior, and was not predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. During the first years of life, the claimant was in Pampers for many years and had difficulty going to the bathroom. And she had difficulty asking for things that she needed. She had decreased problems with walking and her speech. The claimant does occasionally play with toys, but she can play with any objects and have fun with playing with those objects, which the mother finds somewhat rare and incredulous. The claimant is very much a loner, and she has frequent fights with peers, adults, and her siblings. Some of her positive interests and activities include watching TV, playing with blocks, playing with objects, and caring for her cat. She also is good at doing her homework. Some of the child's positive characteristics includes being very loving and taking care of her cat. She does like to help, but occasionally gets very angry and has a tendency to want to play by herself. Birth history. The claimant was born by C-section and was a preemie and was born at 5 months of age. She was born at Knapp Medical Center in Weslaco, Texas. The mother was not in labor for many hours. She does not recall how long, but she was a cesarean section. The baby was not delivered by instruments and was a cesarean section with a one baby birth. The baby was blue at birth and was jaundiced and was born dead, according to the mother. She was administered oxygen and was given CPR. She was placed in an incubator, and she was in NICU for approximately 4 months. The claimant also had difficulty in development of her eyes because she was such a young baby at 5 months of age. She weighed 4 pounds and 2 ounces. The mother stayed in the hospital for 7 days. However, the baby was there for 4 months. Past history. The baby was a preemie at 5 months and hospitalized in NICU for 4 months. No surgeries were performed. She did have problems with esophageal reflux, which was corrected with medications. She had problems with enuresis, behavior dysfunction, hyperactive attention deficit disorder, and panic attacks, as well as anxiety and depression. Social history. There's nobody in the family that smokes, nobody who drinks alcoholic beverages, and nobody with seizure disorder, including the claimant. There is nobody in the family that uses marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. There is nobody with hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. The mother is 34 and normal, but suffers from anxiety. The father is 26 and had problems with his normal behavior, suffered from anxiety and dysfunctional behavior. The claimant does have brothers and sisters with hyperactive attention deficit disorder at this time. Medications, methylphenidate, 10 milligrams QAM and 1/2 tablet, 5 milligrams Q noon. Allergies, no known allergies, physical examination. Growth chart. The claimant is at the 60 percentile for her height according to her age and is at the 80 percentile for her weight according to her age. Physical examination. Temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit. Weight 81.5 pounds. Height 54 inches. BP 121 over 77 mmHg. Heart rate 88 beats per minute. Respiration set 12 respirations per minute. General. The claimant is a well-nourished, well-developed, soft-spoken female in no acute distress. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Pupils were equal and reactive to light. Oral mucosas were moist and no pharyngeal erythema or edema was noted. Smell and vision. OD uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/50. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/200. Binocular corrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to neurological? Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were +2 in the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar. Sensory examination to light touch was normal. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was +5/5 in all groups tested, with no evidence of any muscular wasting. The claimant had good fine finger control to dexterous movements. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed no evidence of any obvious hearing problems, although she does have problems with her vision, secondary to being a preemie. It has been corrected with lenses/glasses. There was no facial dysmorphism, no skeletal anomalies. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate, although she is somewhat quiet. The claimant is in a normal classroom and is doing fairly well in school. She is in the fourth grade. She related to and interacts well with the examiner and her caregiver. Her affect is appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is not completely spontaneous and is slightly decreased on imitation age appropriate. She appears to be somewhat shy, although she did respond to my questions. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality except for some decreased vision problems. Diagnosis: hyperactive attention deficit disorder with anxiety, depression. Normal physical exam at this time. She is being treated with medications and appears to be well controlled. She is doing fairly well in school and appears to be a normal 9-year-old female. Her growth chart is normal at this time. Prognosis, good. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ailey Ruby Gonzalez.